An encounter with evil angels. She spoke of her burden for the cities and her burden for Loma Linda and then recounted a very unusual experience through which she had passed. This is the story as she told it to the congregation that Friday morning, January 28. One day, Wednesday, January 26, after appearing before the conference to read some matter to you, the burden that was upon my soul continued to press upon me after I returned to my room. I was in distress of mind. That night I could not seem to lose myself in sleep. It seemed as if evil angels were right in the room where I was. And while I was suffering in mind, it seemed as if I was suffering great bodily pain. My right arm, which through the years has nearly always been preserved from disease and suffering, seemed powerless. I could not lift it. Then I had a most severe, excruciating pain in the ear, then the most terrible suffering in the jaw. It seemed as if I must scream. But I kept saying, "Lord, you know all about it." I was in perfect agony. It seemed that my brain and every part of my body was suffering. At times I would rise up, and think, "I will not lie here another moment." Then I would think, "You will only arouse those who are in the house, and they cannot do anything for you." And so I kept looking to the Lord, and saying, "Lord, you know all about this pain." The suffering continued, at times in the jaw, then in the brain, and then in other members of the body, until nearly daylight. Just before the break of day I fell asleep for about an hour. My arm is all right this morning. Legions of evil angels were in that room, and if I had not clung by faith to the Lord, I do not know what might have become of me. I would not call anyone. I said, "This must be between me and these evil spirits." I would find myself at times rising up in bed, crying to the Lord to give me relief. But no genuine relief came to me. A sense of relief from the presence of those evil angels came to me, but no relief from pain and suffering came to me, until I stood here upon this platform with a manuscript in my hand, and began to read what I had to read to you. As soon as I stood up here with that manuscript in my hand, every pain left me. My right side was just as strong as it had been before. I shall never be able to give you a description of the satanic forces that were at work in that room. I shall never be able to tell it in a way that will enable you to comprehend it. Then turning to the matter that was on her heart, concerning the incumbent Union Conference president, she said in pleading terms, "Brethren, God is in earnest with us. He does not desire brother to take a position that will lead both him and many others to make wrong decisions. Some may think it cruel to speak thus plainly, but it would be very cruel to allow our brother to cherish his natural tendency to think that when he takes a position, he has to hold to this position without changing his view." Over and over again, in the night season, one with arms outstretched has instructed me, "Tell my people to come into line. Tell my people to unite with Jesus Christ in doing a work that they have not yet done. God desires his people to take steps forward and upward." In the light of these most earnest words, a deep solemnity came over the delegates. Turning to the work before them in the few closing hours of the conference, a new nominating committee was appointed, for the original committee had lapsed.